Oh, thanks. It's an honor for me to be here. I really appreciate this. Gave me an opportunity to put on this tie that I've been waiting to wear. My wife will be happy about that. It's very privileged to be a Bear. Julius Peppers, you know, what can you say? Obviously, actions speak louder than words with him. I think everyone knows that. He is a quiet leader that leads by example, which is really the best type of leader to have, especially in the game of football. He's highly respected by his teammates, his coaches, I think, and everyone in the NFL, actually. I mean, I just met Julius a couple weeks ago, but I knew about him, you know, since he came out of college. And everybody said he's a great guy, he's a great pro, and that, you know, that's what I've known of him these past couple of weeks. The respect that people have for him really comes from his work ethic on and off the field. And you see a guy that's one of the better football players that's ever played this game. And each and every day in practice, he's the first guy in line, works extremely hard, attention to detail, very, very coachable. And in the meetings, he's a guy that takes great notes, and that's one of the things that, you know, you could take for granted. Hey, I'm a pro. I've been here. I know the system. But, you know, he's taking notes like a rookie, and so that's very, very impressive. He's been known to do a lot of good deeds and reach out and give back to people in the community, to people that are less fortunate, reach out to fans, other teammates, does lots of things for other guys, and that's very, very important. Those are all things that people respect, and that just shows that he knows what it takes to be a great person, which is more important than being a great football player, which he is, obviously. Also known as a student of the game, you know, always trying to get better. And I like to watch players. I know players are always watching coaches, but he doesn't miss much. Any coaching point that's made by Coach Trestman or his position coach or any other player that's being coached up on the field, he's right there. He's paying attention in a very reserved and quiet but intense way, which is very, very impressive to me as a coach. And, you know, obviously he's a perennial Pro Bowl player. Don't have to read his stats. We all know that he's a great one. And I just think back to the first day that I met him, and I'm real big on initial impressions. And the first impression I got is, man, this guy's got huge hands. I mean, I reached out and he just kind of swallowed my hand up there. But there was a couple of thoughts that went through my mind. The first thing that I thought, I said, you know what? You know, this is going on 17 years for me and coaching. And I said, you know what? I may never get an opportunity to work with a guy like this ever again. And that really hit home with me. The other thing that hit home with me was that nice guys don't finish last. I was told a long time ago by a coach I really respect that, hey, you're a nice guy. Nice guys finish last. You got to toughen up. But obviously that's not the case. He's right at the top of the class. And then the last thing that hit me with Julius, I said, you know what? This guy deserves to be a champion. We got to get this guy a championship. We got to find a way to get it done. So we're working hard on that every day. So I'll just bring Julius Peppers up.
Thanks, Coach. You guys can bear with me. I've been battling tonsillitis for the past week and a half, so if you can barely understand anything I'm saying, that's why. Excuse me. It's an honor to be sitting up here accepting this award, not only because of the namesake and what that represents by itself, but because it was voted on by my teammates, who I respect so much and whose opinions I value so highly. It's humbling, and it's a privilege. to have my name added to the list of recipients who've already claimed this award. If you go and look at that list, you see a great group of football players, but more importantly, you see a great group of people on that list. So it's really a special accomplishment to have my name added to that list. You know, as I learned more about Mr. Piccolo, the teamwork, the loyalty, and the dedication and the friendship was something that resonated with me. I think that's something that we all can strive for in our career and also in our personal life. That along with his commitment to the people that were around him. One day I can only hope to be viewed in that same light and have the respect and integrity that he had. In closing, I want to thank my teammates for voting for me. Again, it feels good to have teammates that feel this way about you to give you this kind of award. I want to thank the McCaskey family and the Piccolo family for keeping this great legacy alive and also for the work you guys do with the Cancer Research Fund. I think we all can appreciate that. You know, one day, hopefully we all can join the fight in our own way. Thank you.